Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. It's just Friday. It's Friday the whole day.
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Maria, it wasn't Friday until you got here. I am so happy. I'm hoping that...
You don't sound that happy. Are you okay?
No, I'm happy. I feel like the final atmospheric river is hanging over my head because the last 2 days have been so glorious, like so beautiful, that I don't want it to end, Vinny.
Well, I don't know how bad it's going to be or if it's even going to materialize. I know I've read that it is, but right now it looks like 2 days. We're going to see some clouds.
Yeah.
Next couple days. And then there's some rain. Maybe it'll just be normal rain. And not that heavy wind, rain, power outage thing. There's still people without power.
I know. It's crazy. I can deal with normal rain. You know, that's just...
Well, you're going to deal with whatever comes. That's all there is to it. But
that is true. That is true. Unless I go off the deep end. You don't know. I mean, I may not be able to deal with it. But I know that today's Friday all day. So I'll use that to bolster myself to get
into
the...
You're going
to
be fine.
Yeah.
In terms of going off the deep end, I think I'm our most likely candidate, don't you think?
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't know. You seem so rational about this whole final atmospheric river thing.
I mean, honestly, it's just I have zero control. And I'm completely over it. But, you know, look, there's Survivor last night. I've got a Ted Lasso to get to. There's some good things to look forward to, I think, right?
You know, I was reading this story this morning about just about shows. They're saying now about half of us, about 46% of us, now wait not just until the end of the season, but until the show is completely over before we start watching it. Like that we want to be able to watch the whole thing and never have to wait for anything. So we wait until it works, until it's all there.
Well, that just speaks to that we have enough other things to enjoy, right?
I guess so. But it also, you know, like for me, I'll wait till the season's over so I can binge the thing on my own time. But to think that, you know, in a way, it is fun to discover a show that is completely done. Like I could go back and watch Mad Men right now and watch the
whole
thing.
And you should.
I know. And I'd never have to wait. I wouldn't be like looking forward to the next season. I could just watch it. There's a ton of shows like that. I wonder if that's why we're doing it. Because of the availability of full zillions of shows, zillions of episodes of one show.
I don't get the not just watching something once a week, but our habits have changed to that extent. Okay.
Right.
I guess I'm, is there
but
a
to
way
hear
to
you
be
talking
about that?
I don't know. So did you watch the first two seasons of Ted Lasso to get ready for this third season, or are you just I have watched episode one and I am
I definitely have I like to do that. I think that's cool, but I'm not going to do that with Ted Lasso because there's not a lot to... As much as I enjoy the show, there's not a lot of... It's just there. It's that... You know what I mean? It's not... You're not going to pick up anything in Ted Lasso that you missed the first time. I don't think.
I think we're still going to watch it again. I do remember really enjoying and having forgotten a lot of the first season and then picking it up and starting the second season. But, so I think we'll probably do that again.
I think there's good reason for that. It's fun. It's nice to do a catch up. And then when you hit play, I get it. I do. But I'm not going to have time for that. So I won't do that. And I also feel like the show is pretty much just what you see is what you get.
It's
enjoyable. Right. It washes over you. Roy Kent is a crack up, and then you move on with your day.
I suppose that's true. Yeah. Anyway, half of us are now waiting for a show to completely end. 46%.
I am rewatching Ted Lasso.
I'm going to do it too. Yeah, I'm going to wait till we get closer to the end of this run because I don't think it's going to take me 8 weeks or whatever it is to watch Ted. John and
they're short, very short.
John and I binge stuff. It's out of control.
But to your point, you're going to wait. So there it is. You're waiting until the whole season's done with Ted Lasso. I feel like you have to control a lot in order for that to not get ruined for you.
Yeah, I suppose. Although if you waited until the whole show was over and you just because you'd have no context for anything, you wouldn't know what character and maybe you just try to forget the things that you hear, but you know that it's a great show, so you put it on your list and you wait for it to be over. But for those of you who have never watched Ted Lasso, the great news is after this season, it's over. So you'll get to watch it.
So that's a for sure then.
Well, that's what they're saying. Although, I have heard rumblings about spinoff shows. Oh, why do they just keep going with the regular show? But also,
that's not a show that needs a spinoff. That's a show that needs to just stay a show.
Oh, you know, someone was saying The World According to Keeley. Like that's one of the rumors. You know, the girl Keeley who's she's with her right now. So they're saying that's something that has been talked about, like that she would get her own spinoff show. People love her, and I would love to see her and Rebecca. Her and Rebecca have such good chemistry. I really like them together. We're talking about Ted Lasso, everyone. Yeah, it's on Apple TV. It's just one of the zillion shows available for you to watch that we all just happen to like.
You definitely should consider Mad Men, though. I think that show, talk about like characters and the relationships between them. The relationship between Don Draper and I can't think of either
Elizabeth,
of her names.
Elizabeth Moss Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even seen the show, and I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, their relationship is really interesting. You'd call it a good one, except it's not necessarily that. You can see that he really likes her, but also it's the 60s, so men and women are... It's different in the workplace, and there's a whole...
They've been cast in different roles, yes.
So there's a lot going on there that you... And they do a good job with it, in that you can see her frustration. You can see where he takes things for granted, and you're like, oh, geez, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to watching that.
It's good. Yeah. It's really good. Anyway, so how are you? What'd you do last night? Let's hear it.
We watched Survivor. I mean, that's...
Oh, okay.
You know, I look forward to it all week, and John and I, we settle in. I've been using that Kevin's, those sous vide chicken dinner things.
They gotta advertise with us.
Dude, they really should. I'm telling you, we eat those twice a week, easily.
I had one last night, actually.
Had one last night, too?
You guys were talking about it, and I seen them at Costco, and I was like, all right, we're doing it.
Yeah, I had
them
last week, too.
You know, they're at Costco now. Yeah. Wow.
And the ones at Costco are humongous.
Yeah, they are. That's why I got it.
Like, they're twice the size of normal ones.
Yeah, so...
Did you get a steak one or a chicken one?
I got both, I got the... I think it's like, the steak and the chicken. Yeah, I think both of them.
I've never even seen beef.
Well, we got the beef. I was not impressed. So
I've
sorry.
Never seen the beef.
Sorry about the adding, Kevin's, this whole advertising thing. Did you eat the beef one or did the chicken one last night?
Chicken.
Chicken's what flavor?
The lemongrass.
Oh, how
chicken,
was that?
I think it was incredible. Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Yeah, we did the Kung Pao. We did the Kung Pao chicken last night over sautéed cabbage, which is a staple now at my house. I'll take a cabbage and just slaw it up and then sauté it in butter and olive oil and salt. And then, because I can't have the rice, so I put a big pile of that on my plate. I put the Kevin's chicken on top, and then the Kung Pao gets down in there, and it's so freaking good.
Look at you go.
Yeah, look at me go.
I mean, I prefer the rice or noodles.
Well,
but,
yeah,
you know,
of course you do.
Same.
I prefer the rice, too. Trying to be skinny over here. Jeez.
How's that going?
Well, it's going. I plateaued out. But I plateaued out 10 pounds ago, too. So, you know, I'm just being a good girl, eating sad food. But I'm very happy with the... Because the Kung Pao is my favorite flavor of the Kevin's. So this Kevin's thing is... It's pre-cooked chicken that is really much more delicious than it sounds. And it's, you know, you serve it with whatever. But, yeah, so we had that for dinner last night. I made that. I cooked dinner, Vincent.
Well, it was already cooked.
But I cooked the cabbage. Microwaved a bag of rice for John.
Oh, okay.
So it's good though, you know. And you do have to fry it up, and because you do it in a saute pan, you know, I do the flip. I've been practicing that, so I can do the flip now.
Oh.
You know, flip, flip. It's easy.
All right.
How was your day, Vince?
Well, we went out. So I had to. We had a toilet situation. So I.
Oh
had
God,
to,
a toilet situation.
Yeah, I had to meet a plumber.
Oh.
Who came and helped? Apparently, the wax ring on the toilet.
Oh, you get a leak. Mm.
So there was a little leak coming out of the bottom of the toilet, and what
not
was happening? This is the dumbest thing that I could not share. I don't have to share this with you, and then maybe you'll think I'm smart, but I'm not, so I'll just share it, and then we'll all have a good laugh. For a while, I was flushing this toilet, I take it back. Forget the toilet part. For a while, I was finding this puddle in the bathroom.
Oh.
Away from everything, to the point where I was looking up, going, how is this...
So it was slow leaking out,
and then drying. It was going, finding the lowest point.
Yeah.
And sitting there and puddling, and then it would dry where its path had been, mm-hmm. So I couldn't see where it came. I was honestly looking up repeatedly going, okay, I don't know how it's getting out. I'm got a chair, I'm touching the seal. Like, what is the... And then I'd, you know, dry it and leave and forget it and just be like, I don't know what's going on here and I don't have all day. I got to go.
Right.
It's finally, I caught it coming out from under the toilet and was like, oh, God, all this time it's been making its way from the underneath the toilet to the low point in the. And that's what the damn path was drying and I couldn't see that's where it was. So anyway, I finally caught it. New, and it turns out it's the wax ring under the toilet. Mm-hmm. For those of you, you know,
sure,
wannabe plumbers out there who know stuff. Well, I mean,
wax rings are good. Like, the whole thing about toilets is they're so super gross because that whole neck is where mm-hmm. all the stuff goes.
Neck.
But it is a simple fix and cheap. I mean, you pay for the guy's hour of time, and he.
Cheap. I paid $450 to have it fixed.
$450.
Well, yeah,
you could buy $5 part. I know it's a $5 wax ring.
Well,
wow, that's that guy's
what they
pricey.
Charged me. I don't know.
Well,
what to
it's
say.
Probably an emergency service, right? Like, come
it wasn't.
Today.
Nope, it wasn't. Oh. No, he.
I think back then I was charging $175 for a wax ring, but that was 20 years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, it's about right.
Probably, I don't know what the going rate is, but I didn't.
No, it's $450.
I didn't take bids. You know, this was one of those where I called the plumbing place. They said they had an appointment. I met them. The guy did, in fact, say, like, yeah, this is. And I sat there and I said, okay, can I get you water? And he said, no, I'm good, bro. And I went, all right, I'll be right here if you need me.
Yeah, he let me know if you have any questions about my wax ring.
Whatever is whatever. I didn't bother him. Can I get you a snack? No, I'm good. All right. And then I just waited it out. And then we went to dinner, me and Christina and Edie. because Isla has acting class.
Mm.
So we drop her off. She goes to acting, and then we go to dinner, and we had a nice meal. And it's always fun to have a little alone time with one kid that doesn't normally get that. So
yeah, that's great. That's a special time. I'm sure she loves that.
She does love it. She has mom and dad to herself, and then, you know, and I colored.
Oh, God, what fun. Sure, you get the menu with the coloring equipment.
You bet. So I colored some stuff. We
also
ate
known
some
as
food.
Crayons.
Right. Went and got the other kid, and then, you know, it's light now late. So, we got
noticeably
home from dinner,
right.
Walked into the house. I walked upstairs to get ready for bed and watch Survivor, and the kids and the missus went out to play.
Yeah,
there was still sun out. It was still, I don't know what it was.
I love this time of year. But it is hard because with our schedule, you know, I actually hang blackout cloth across everything in my room that can let light in. And it's already really noticeable because, you know, 6:30, which is when I go to bed, basically, is actually, I mean, 5:30 is just too early, you know. This is only the first week of it, so I'm not totally used to it yet. But it is... it's just annoyingly early. So last night, after we watched Survivor, we watched another episode. We were watching this show. You know how everyone's finding like shows from foreign countries on Netflix that they're...
No.
So, well, they are.
Okay.
There's like, you know, you'll be watching some like, you know,
a lot of Korean stuff
German thing or... Right. So now we're watching a thing that was shot in Iceland. It's called Katla. And it's this crazy, weird story about people who have been dead or... Some of them aren't even dead, but then they come walking out of this volcano erupts and they're walking off the glacier and they're covered in ash. And it's such a bizarre show. I'm 5 or 6 episodes in and I still don't really know how I feel about it. And it doesn't matter. I'm just doing anything to sort of stave off when I start watching the Ted Lasso stuff. So.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Try Mad Men.
Yeah, I know.
Try it.
Know.
You should try it. It's good. You're gonna like it. If you've been, then you'll watch it and you'll go, why have I been sitting on this for so long?
I know. I need to.
Because it's good.
Yeah, that one I think about a lot. And we started it one time, and I think we just didn't keep going. And I don't really know why, because I still remember certain things from that first episode where Peggy shows up at that young guy's door with this look on her face like, I'm going to do you right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
even though you're about to get married.
I don't remember that at all. But I do know this, that I have this, even though I've been with my partner for, I don't know, 15 years.
Yeah, a long time.
There I am watching Survivor last night. She went out with the kids and I'm thinking... She might come by and kiss Australia, so I'm gonna be ready for that in case that happens. Not that it ever has, because it hasn't, but I still am sitting there all this time like, that door could open and something good might happen here. Let's just hold out for that. Fingers crossed.
Man, there are really simple things we can do to keep our men happy.
Yeah. And it didn't. But I Survivor ended and I went, I know, well, I just, you know, maybe tonight. And then.
Is tonight date night?
No. There's.
Tomorrow's date night?
No, it doesn't matter. Date night doesn't matter. The point is that surprise Australian kiss doesn't happen. But I do hold out for that moment where the door flings open and there's like a.
She just can't get enough steak.
Right.
I need some meat.
Right.
I feel you.
You do?
Well, I do, because I know that that's like, you know, the one time that...
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you go to bed early and you're sitting there alone and you're... Do you ever think, I wish John would walk in here?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. This
okay,
is definitely a boy-sided thing.
Okay.
At least at my house, anyway. I mean, I'm sure there are girls who wish that someone would come and visit.
Are you
Australia.
Sure about that? Or
I'm not.
Just,
I'm not
okay,
sure at all. I'm trying to make you feel better. But I know that... So this one time, sort of randomly during the day, you know, I am telling you, I'm a weeder. Like, I walk around my yard... And I'm looking at my stuff that I've got going, or I'm working on something. And if I see a weed, I can't not pluck it out.
Oh, you don't mean doobie weed?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am weeding my garden at all. And we have a lot of stonework in our backyard. And grass seeds love to just find their way in there and sprout. So I'm constantly bent over and weeding. And so one time, and I've told you about this. We were behind the, I was behind the shed.
Oh, this is the behind the shed time.
Right. And there's some stonework there too that's sort of, you know, meant to keep things from sprouting and it being a forest back there. So I'm bent over and I'm pulling some grass out from between a couple of the bricks. And John comes around and he's all, he gets excited by my, I don't know, downward dog position, I guess. And I wind up visiting Australia. And
you're a good partner.
He has tried to recreate that. I mean, and it has happened more than once because it's clearly the light of his life, you know? Like,
well,
oh, my God, this is a dream come true.
Yes, that's what
I come around the corner and my wife puts out outside and it's just so fun for him. But I, so I almost, like, now I make sure he's nowhere around if I've got to go behind the sheds to get,
that's not nice. Don't do that.
I don't want to do that every day.
And listen, I get, on top of the fact that you'd want some surprise nook at any point in any day, all the time.
Yeah.
I also think he probably looks over to that part of the yard and goes, every kid in Mill Valley has gotten laid behind my house, and I'm sitting here not getting any action over there. He's probably looking for the magic, wondering, is it special on that side of our, near the back end?
Like, is there certain, like, horny winds that blow through that? I see.
Isn't that where everybody does it?
Well, not, no, it's in our yard, so hopefully no one does do it there. but he's gotten lucky there a couple times, so...
Isn't that right near the other side of the fence where all the kids get laid and
the
smoke
kids
their
used
doobie?
To get laid. The kids would get laid on the this is on the side yard over kind of by the creek,
whoa,
and then
whoa,
the kids.
Right.
There used to be this little place between this pump station and our back fence that was really, you had to like squeeze around a tree to get to it, and the kids used to really enjoy themselves there to the point where, I mean, it was just littered with condoms. So
that's awesome.
Wow.
Oh,
good,
yeah,
for
it was
you guys.
So great. Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. So John's like, look, everybody's getting laid out.
Everybody else is doing it. Come on, hon. Let's do this stuff. You are not getting laid here, I'll tell you that.
Holy moly.
Oh, we are. Holy moly is right.
And we begin.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.